This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. World leaders at the Group of Seven summit in France this weekend have been pushing President Trump to ease global frictions over trade. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Our country is doing really well. We have horrible trade deals, and I'm straightening them out. The biggest one by far is China.
And at a breakfast meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Sunday, President Trump said he wasn't hearing any complaints from his G7 counterparts about his tough stance on China.
I think they respect the trade war. It has to happen.
But the British Prime Minister did speak up at that meeting.
Just to register the faint, sheep-like note of our view on the trade war. We're in favor of trade peace on the whole.
The White House says the only second thoughts the president's had on hiking tariffs on China is whether to raise them higher. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hong Kong police drew their guns, fired tear gas, and for the first time, water cannons at anti-government protesters on Sunday in the 12th weekend of demonstrations. The protesters say they're demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the one country, two systems arrangement under which Beijing assumed control of Hong Kong. The weeks-long demonstrations in Hong Kong began with calls to stop an extradition bill, which has now been scrapped, but they've expanded now to include demands for full democracy. The vast majority of protesters marched peacefully, but police at times fired bursts of tear gas at wildcat demonstrators who broke away from the largest groups. Some demonstrators say they've resorted to violent tactics because the government has not responded to their demands. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. and Japan have reached agreement on a trade deal in principle that will be signed in September during the U.N. General Assembly. For the latest news around the clock, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel says it has attacked Iranian targets in Syria to foil an imminent attack by what it calls Iranian killer drones on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It's rare that Israel takes responsibility for airstrikes on Iranian targets in Syria, although Israel is believed to have carried out hundreds of these attacks over the past few years. But this time, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took credit in a tweet that praised the army's major operational effort and said that Iran had planned to send killer drones with explosives into Israel. He warned Iran that it had no immunity anywhere. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that five people were killed, including two fighters from the pro-Iranian Lebanese Hezbollah organization. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A former Republican congressman is launching a challenge to President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. AP's Tim McGuire has that story.
Conservative radio host and former Republican congressman Joe Walsh says he's running against President Trump because he fears what would happen should Trump win a second term.
I think the country can survive Trump's four-year tantrum. But you give this guy another 4 years in the White House?
Walsh tells ABC This Week that Trump is unfit.
He's nuts. He's erratic. He's cruel. He stokes bigotry. He's incompetent.
The radio host, who served one term in the House, joins former Massachusetts Governor William Weld as Republican challengers to the president. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Former entertainment executive Harvey Weinstein is due back in court on Monday in New York City for testimony from an actress who accuses him of rape. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Harvey Weinstein is due to be arraigned on a new indictment that prosecutors say will allow them to bolster their case against him with testimony from Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, who says the movie mogul raped her in the 1990s. In addition, a ruling is expected in the change of venue request from Weinstein's legal team, who say he can't get a fair trial in the city. The 67-year-old is charged with raping one woman and performing a forcible sex act on another. Weinstein has denied all accusations of non-consensual sex. It remains to be seen if the new legal wrangling will delay the start of his trial scheduled for September. Julie Walker, New York.
And Brazilian troops are headed to the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region. Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires. Six Brazilian states have asked for federal help. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dang, all the hits and more on VOA1.